Welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I usually say ladies and gentlemen, but I thought I would make it more inclusive and more pedestrian, more every man, by saying welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, given the promo we just did, which you may not have heard, and if you didn't hear it, consider yourself lucky. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Me?
Yes, you.
I don't know, Margaret, just telling a speech at the beginning. Or I'll do it. Phil Henry Show.
Wait a minute.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
You said it twice.
Right. I'm Phil Henry. I've said it about 900 times.
You know, Phil, if you've got some attitude, we can step out. You do the show solo. What do you think about that?
Okay, I'm sorry. I got, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, you got some attitude.
I got no attitude, man. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, the beginning of the show, you mess up the promo. You're like, it got ripped in half and everything.
That's because you cats were pulling the copy away from me. This is my copy. Why? Because it's my show. Why? Because it's my promo. Me, 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 I.
Oh, look at the little... Look at this, General.
Yeah, why don't you just... God, give the guy a bottle, why don't you?
Yeah, somebody stick a nipple in that kid's face.
Jeez.
So anyway, welcome to the program. The world famous... Thank you, Bud, for that. World famous Phil Henry Show. Today we have Bobby Dooley. Phil is fascinated with a playoff game that they're replaying from 1983. That's almost 40 years ago when Pat Riley was the coach of the Lakers and they got swept for the Sixers four straight.
Shit.
All right, man. I just thought it was interesting because I'm looking at guys that I haven't seen. Look at that. Moses Malone.
Now, who is Moses Malone?
That guy right there.
Yeah, the guy right there.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks so much for...
He's the center for the Philadelphia 76ers.
For the Philadelphia?
The Philadelphia 76ers. There's Moses Malone. There's Magic Johnson. There is the great Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones, who is an epileptic.
What about it?
Well, that was quite a thing in those days, man. They didn't quite have the medicines that they can control epilepsy with.
Oh, Bobby, the kid, one of the boys that's playing.
Yes, one of the guys that's playing.
Can't call him boy.
Wait a minute. I swear to God, Phil, I'm going to lose it one of these days.
You called him boy.
He's white.
Doesn't make any... Margaret didn't mean... She didn't mean anything by it. At least he was the white guy. If he called the other guys, you know, boy, it would have been...
But I didn't, did I?
No, it's all right, Miss Gray. I'm the arbiter of that stuff. It's okay with me.
Yeah, but she called the guy boy.
Will you shut up? Bobby Jones, boy. How about that?
That's great, Phil. What a double standard.
Well, I mean, you guys have a problem with that or something?
Nobody's got a problem with anything. What the hell was that, Bud?
I don't know. The pen hit the can of duster. Here, let me just see something here. This is very important.
Don't do that, man.
Blew that right up my nose.
Blew it right up your nose?
Yes.
Sorry. Where are we, anyway?
You're introducing this quote-unquote show you're going to do.
Oh, yeah. We got Bobby... Bobby Jones played for the Sixers back in 1983. He was an epileptic. He controlled it with medicine. I think it's kind of a cool thing. Number two, these are the 76ers of Moses Malone. I don't know if Dr. J was on this team. I can't quite make out who's out there. I don't know who's...
What about Melvin Dumars?
Yeah, Melvin Dumars.
Melvin Dumars was on the Pistons.
What?
Yes, he was on the Pistons. And much later. Anyway, this was a great Sixers team, and they kicked the crap out of the Lakers, who had... Magic Johnson, they had, let me see, who's that guy there?
Who's the white boy?
On the Lakers?
Yeah, no, on the Sixers. The Sixers don't, they have the one white man, yes.
You called him boy.
Whoever that man is.
That's Bobby Jones. Who was that Laker guy, the blonde-haired guy, I forget. Anyway, the Lakers had their asses kicked four games to zip in this series, so, you know, what do you want? Also, they had Mike McGee and, you know, anybody here a Laker fan? I guess not.
Yeah, that's not Ben.
Yeah. All right, anyways, I'm watching the NBA channel, and I watch the NHL channel. One of the things that I really enjoy, I'm probably one of the only guys, I think, that really gets off in these games, is to watch these. Look, there's Norm Nixon.
That's not Norm Nixon, is it?
Yes. Good God, Margaret.
All right, Phil. Yes. Well, who's the one that's married to the dancer?
Talking about Rick Fox?
Rick Fox. Was that him?
No, that Norm Nixon was many, many moons before Rick Fox. So, that was a nice jump shot there. Was that...
was that James Worthy?
No, it wasn't James... All right, I'm sorry I even brought it up. Anyway, that was... one of the things that I like... I'm going to talk about it, General. Don't worry.
All right, just everybody else shut up.
I don't appreciate being told... I understand, Phil, but I just don't like being told to shut up.
All right, sorry. Would you be quiet?
Something nicer.
Margaret, would you please...
would you please shut your mouth?
That's good.
All right. So the one of the things I dig is, and it doesn't make any difference. Let's just get the, who's our first guest?
We have Bobby Dooley.
Phil, I want to hear what you have to say.
All I wanted to say was that I really like watching old basketball, football, baseball games. I like watching the stars of old. I like watching them do their thing. For me, it's a lot of fun. Look, there's Kurt Rambis, man. So Kurt Rambis was on that squad. The Lakers wound up getting swept in this series. I'm just looking at some of the old guys. There's Keith Wilkes. Good Lord.
Now, there's an old name.
Yeah, there's Silk Wilkes. What did they finally wind up calling Keith Wilkes? They called him Jamal, right? Or something like that. I forget.
Well, he became a Muslim and got a Muslim name.
Yeah. But I just don't remember what it was. All right. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here today. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association to talk about, well, frankly, to talk about the brand spanking new promo. Not promo, but the what I should say is the brand spanking new contest that's happening at Bobby Dooley's, around Bobby Dooley's birthday. Bobby, how you doing? We got into this kind of thing kind of late.
Yeah, we're good, Phil. How you doing?
Great.
And happy birthday, dear.
Thank you very much.
Bobby, we have got a week we've had a week of 20% off on our annual subscription, and we are doing good business. We got a lot of brand new subscribers, a lot of brand new people joining the website. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, I want to thank everyone for being a part of it, and excuse me for a minute, we're the, just put the underwear. Steve's doing laundry. I'm down here supervising. One of the problems we had.
You've got to tell them about it.
I am going to tell them about it. I caught Steve doing some things that he shouldn't have been doing, and the punishment is he's doing all of my underwear. You put the whites in with the whites.
Look at that stain.
He points out a stain. Of,
oh, God, dude.
Bobby, listen, Bobby, I told you not to hit him, okay?
We're joking around. I'm not really hitting him.
He's not really hitting me, Mr. Henry.
What is the point of that exercise?
What's the point of what?
What is the point of you pretending like you're hitting Steve when you're not?
The point of the exercise...
when she slaps, she'll, like, slap my thigh or she'll slap, you know, a part of herself, and I'll make it sound like it hurt me bad. Because when I do, in a way, it does hurt me bad. You know?
Thank you, honey. That's a good way of putting it.
It does. And I was sorry... I shouldn't have said what I said, but I noticed... Well, look, there's a stain right here in the crotch.
I didn't really hit you, did I?
No.
All right, well, you knocked that shit off. Excuse my language. I'm just... I've got a very short mood.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy, that kind of language to my wife.
Yeah, you know what, man? You're just going to have to live with it. Sorry.
Okay, shit.
All right.
Can I... Go ahead. We're honoring your 37th birthday, Bobby, with this week of sales on subscriptions to the Phil Henry website at 20% off an annual subscription rate. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the fans?
I would first of all like to thank everyone for supporting Steve and I, right, Steve?
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for supporting.
This is the problem. I didn't want to do this tonight, as you know.
Yes, but this was the only time we had that we could schedule, Bobby.
I understand that. But I didn't want to go tonight because he's doing my underwear. What happened is this. I'll tell you, I caught Steve doing some things that I didn't like him doing. You know a couple of them, Philly. He had the apple crate at the Cuntingtons. When I see you go to the apple crate.
I didn't do it. I think she's not saying it right.
You went for the apple crate, didn't you?
All right, when you say that he went for the apple crate, were you standing up on the box and you're peeping in bedroom windows?
No, sir, I'm not. I looked in bathroom windows only.
Steve... only looks in bath. He doesn't peep in bedroom windows.
Well, that is hardly something that would, you know, let him off the hook, Bobby. This is very aberrant behavior, you know.
Right, but I didn't call in tonight or have you call me so I could get lectured by you. You understand?
Excuse me.
Okay. I thought you were...
Yeah, we're calling to say happy birthday, right. But when you give your husband... Never mind.
Never mind, Bobby. Go ahead. So you got it under control. So your husband grabbed an apple crate.
I found Steve. You went for the apple... Say it.
I went for the apple crate.
All right. He went for the apple crate over here on Old Perdine Road. It's near King Kong Boulevard. It's where most of the... all of the landscaping supplies are, right?
Yeah, the landscaping supplies...
I've got it. Okay. Are you pointing... He's pointing at another pee stain on my underwear.
Oh, God damn, that hurts.
Did you really hit him?
Why do you keep asking that?
Why do you keep asking, Mr. Henry? No, she didn't.
Will you...
Oh, my God. He goes, will you...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it sounded like a girl said that. And
I didn't. No girl said it. It was an exclamation of I don't know. I was between laughs and
Phil was either going to laugh or cry.
Speaking of that, excuse me, I just snorted.
God, Bobby, you sounded like an ape. You sounded like an ape in the waiting room.
Oh God! Oh,
did you hit him?
No. Did I hit you?
No, she didn't.
All right. Well, now I don't believe that.
Did I hit you?
No, she didn't, Mr. Henry. You're making it sound realistic.
I want you guys to stop doing that, or I'm going to hang the God Jeep.
Hang the... You're going to... You took the Lord's name in vain, and you worry about whether I'm hitting Steve. Steve, spread your legs.
Okay.
Well, come on, Bobby.
I didn't touch him.
She didn't touch me, General.
You know, Phil's right. He should hang up on you. One more of those I'm hanging up.
One more of what?
What you guys are doing with that ridiculous demonstration of, did you kick him in the balls? No, I didn't.
I didn't say balls, did I? I said spread your legs. You don't know where I kicked him.
Yeah, it's true, Mr. Ernie. You don't know where she don't know where you kicked me. I mean,
you don't.
I don't know where she. You don't know where I kicked me. I mean.
Never mind, man. I get it. I get the idea. I get this demonstration you people are putting on tonight. It's a ridiculous, asinine demonstration of what it. I don't know what it is. So you're doing your wife's underwear because she caught you dragging an apple crate over to someone's bathroom window. Was it the Cuntington sisters?
Yeah, if it's anybody's business, yes, it was.
If it's anyone's business.
Yes, it is our business because you brought it up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry.
Because you brought it up.
I simply brought it up because you wanted to know why Steve was looking at streaks in my underwear and this...
I didn't care. You were the one that brought that stuff up.
If you had brought it up, nobody would have known.
Oh, nobody would have known. Thanks a lot, Phil, for bringing me on your program where you've got a panel of half-wits, half-breeds, and half-pints. And I won't have it, I tell you. Hello?
Yeah, right here, Bobby. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby, this is a... You know what? We're done, Bobby. Thank you very much.
Can I bring up just one point I wanted to bring up?
What is that?
Go ahead.
Well, am I talking to Phil?
No, you're talking to me. Phil just handed it off to me.
Oh, did Phil just hand it off to you?
That's right. What is it?
Do you remember when you brought up Jack Bunworth the other night? Who had... He'd put his hands on you, right?
Yes, Jack. We brought up Jack Bunworth in the context... That wasn't the other night. That was a show replayed from about 2 years ago.
All right. Well, I was listening to it. And you remember his brother, what was the brother's name?
Ovid.
The brother Ovid Bunworth?
Yes.
Ovid Bunworth lived here. About the time that you were talking about Jack Bunworth, when the whole Harvey Weinstein thing went down.
So you're saying that when I brought up Jack Bunworth, you thought of Ovid?
Not only did I think of Ovid, but I was looking at him when you were talking about it. I was looking at Ovid walking his wife's, whatever that thing is, what is it?
Like a pug dog, I think.
Walking his wife's pug out in front. And I'd remembered a night at the community center here. Where we had just had, we'd had what we call the handoff for the summertacular. That's where we leave the formal dance and we leave, you know, the, it's just the formal dance as well as the fashion show. And it becomes sort of a family event. And I had a platter, I just had a sort of a antipasta platter. Okay? Anybody there?
Well, yes, I'm here, I'm listening.
Okay. And I brought the platter over. I had a platter of antipasta and another platter.
Yeah, my wife had a platter
a platter of vegetables.
Yeah, a platter of vegetables and crackers.
You're talking about vegetables.
Yes, Phil, vegetables. You know, we try and be a little bit more relatable over here, Phil, so not everything is so precise and all.
Yeah, all educated and like you know how to pronounce words.
Forget it.
My wife... You know,
put your wife back on if you don't mind, Steve. I'm not interviewing you. I don't mean to insult you, man, but I'd rather talk to your wife. Besides, you're the guy that dragged the apple crate over to the...
I've got it, Steve. Just keep doing the underwear, all right? I've got one, two... There's four boxes of my underwear, and I want you to dig in. That's it. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Go ahead, Steve.
God damn it.
Dig in. That's it. Both hands. Yeah. I want all that underwear washed, and in some instances, when you do see staining, don't point it out to me. Just get out the downy. Get out the stain remover and go to work.
God damn, Bobby.
You drag another crate over near the Cuntington's bathroom window.
All right, so you're punishing your husband.
I'm giving him something to do, something to think about. okay, until, because of what he done did.
I went to the Cunnington.
We don't want to know, Steve.
All right, your husband is a guy that I don't want to really talk about too much. I like Steve, but you got a real problem there if this guy is dragging apple crates over to bathroom windows. All right, so it's not anything. Now, you were bringing up Ovid Bunworth.
Right, Ovid Bunworth.
What about Ovid? I knew Jack Bunworth. Bunworth had put his hands on me. And believe me when I tell you, he lived to regret it. But he didn't get in the kind of trouble that Harvey Weinstein got into.
Well, Ovid is not in the entertainment business. Ovid Bunworth was simply, you might say, a guy, you know, I think he was a lawyer. I don't even know what it was that he did for a living. But he was one of those guys that was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And when I say wrong place at wrong time, I mean he was within 10 feet of me. And he got a little sideways with the hands, okay? So I'm bringing this platter over.
I know. When was this?
This was around the same time, 2-3 years ago. And as I said, this was our annual summertacular handoff. And I had a meat platter, an antipasto platter of some meats. Okay? You know?
Yeah, Bobby. We're listening to you, Bobby. Yes.
Bobby?
Ms. Dooley, excuse me.
I like Phil calling me Bobby. I think the rest of you I'd really, you know.
And what about me?
You can call me Bobby. But the rest of you's...
You know what? I think I'll call you Bobby, too.
Okay. So, anyway, Steve, where were you that night, Steve?
Where? What night?
The night of the handoff.
Oh, I was preparing meats.
Steve was preparing the meats. So I've got both hands on this meat platter. I'm bringing it over, and I have it raised above my head in the elegant style that you're supposed to... excuse me. Oh, God damn it.
Acid reflux?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think it's that hummus. I'm sorry, Phil, I had hummus and celery, and for some reason, it's coming up, it's going out.
Yeah. Got my wife, antacid.
Okay, we're going to go here.
No, hold on for a minute. That's got it, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I just needed, I need a little antacid, Phil. So, Steve came over, and I had the platter. And Ovid is there, and his hands got a little, he got a little handsy. Now, I know Ovid wasn't or isn't in the entertainment business. Back then, I don't think I think he's still an attorney, although I think he's retired. Hold on for a second. He's out in front of the bedroom. Ovid, hi. It's Bob. Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Ovid, remember 2 years ago when you put your hands down?
Yeah.
Were you on drugs?
Uh-huh. I was on... Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, I was taking an anti-anxiety medication called prolapenine or prolactitine.
You were in an anti-anxiety?
Anti-anxiety medication. You're talking about the night I slid my hand down the back of your pants.
Yes.
Yeah, I was on prolactitine.
He was on... Thank you, Ovid. He was on prolactitine.
I wouldn't know that if, you know, prolactitine... I don't know what that is. So you're telling me that this guy sexually harassed you. That's basically an assault.
I don't know if it's an assault. I mean...
The man put his hands right down the back of your pants.
Wait a minute. Ovid, come here. Ovid, come here.
I gotta get Barksdale back.
Did you shove your hand right down my pant?
Forgive me, Bobby, but I felt both... I'm sorry. Yes, I did, because you both...
Okay. He said he felt both... He said he felt...
I heard him. All right, so he sexually assaulted you.
What? I don't understand that.
Well, he didn't do that. I mean, he slid it down the back of the pant.
He felt up the butt cheeks. Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you what he did. You're interrupting this whole thing.
You know what? I have to go, Mr. Henry.
Yelling at my wife, Mr. Henry. I'm sitting here doing her underwear.
Get back to the underwear, will you? Oh,
shit. Right in my balls. Right in my balls.
You didn't touch him, right?
No, I didn't.
No.
Goodbye.
Well, this is 20% off week, though, for Bobby Dooley. So everybody make-
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, and they're doing Bobby's underwear. I don't know what's going on there. They're doing Bobby's underwear. And that's punishing him.
Yeah, punishing him because he dragged an apple crate over to the Cunnington sisters' bathroom window.
Okay, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry. Coming up, world famous Phil Henry show.
You always cut it off. You say world famous Phil Hen.
Yeah, you do, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, okay. World famous Phil Henry show. Charlie LaFountain coming up next, the world famous Phil Henry show, with his thoughts on the debate without actually giving an opinion.
It's something David G. Hall wanted to try.
Yeah, David wanted to try it, Phil. Let's give it a shot. Give what a shot, man?
Get Charlie the Fountain. He's going to review the debate without saying who won or being insulting about it.
He's going to review the debate. Okay.
That's coming up next.
Bill, just let it go, okay? Just
David's on the phone. He can explain more if you want.
David's on the phone. People need to tell me about this stuff, if you don't mind. Here is David. Hold on. Yeah, David?
Well, what's the problem? I thought it'd be... You'd welcome it. I mean...
Welcome what, man? A guy... You got Charlie the Fountain...
Didn't you say you want to get work Charlie into the show more?
Yeah, I wanted to work Charlie into the show.
Well, then what's wrong with him coming on and giving his opinion about the debate without, you know, really giving an opinion? We don't want to tip our hand. We don't want to say whether it's Trump or Biden. I thought you'd be happy about it, okay? Excuse me for trying to...
David, I'll deal with it.
Excuse me for trying to...
David thought you would like having Charlie on. You wanted to have him on, didn't you?
Yeah, and what I'd like him to do...
What, do you want to talk to him?
No, I do not want to talk to him. What I'd like him to do is tell me he's going to do this shit before he does it.
Gavin Sander, he's just trying to take the load off.
Take the load... We'll be right back. World Famous Phil Henry Show. The World Famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Mudigan's. For 50 years, the number one breakfast place in La Valley. That's Mudigan's with a capital L. Mudigan's, a great breakfast place, a great place to get your tires rotated. At Mudigan's, you get food and you get rubber. I thought you'd like that. I guess not. And by Toast-Emotes. Just eat one, you'll never look the same. My name is Brad Gibley, and I invented Toast-Emotes. It's a way to make yourself look a little bit younger, a little bit brighter, more sparkly during the daytime. Eat one of these, which I'm not going to describe to you because this is radio or whatever this is, but when you eat one, your face glows, you get bigger, your ears widen. I can't describe it, but you'll look real good. Kinda. Toast-Emotes. Get 5, 6, 7. Get the 100-pack. You'll never look the same again with Toast-Emotes from Giuseppe's.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Don't forget to get your 20% off 1-year subscription to the Phil Henry Show website. And when you do, then you'll have it. You'll have the 20. You'll have it.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Hey, man.
Thanks, bud. That was stupid.
Wow.
When you get it, then you'll have it. That's fantastic.
Well, you are pretty critical today.
I'm very critical today. Welcome back to the show. So Charlie the Fountain's going to join us here on the World Famous Phil Henry Show Newsmaker Line because he was invited to be on the Phil Henry Show Newsmaker Line by David G. Hall. It's not that I have anything against you, Charlie. I think you're a great guy. But
I understand, Phil, but I'd been told that you didn't want me anywhere near you. I wouldn't be anywhere near you, you know.
I didn't say I didn't want you anywhere near me.
Well, I heard you give David Hall quite a... My understanding was you wanted to have more of Charlie the Fountain on the program. There have been people requesting me, and I certainly wanted to, to honor their wishes.
Great, and I will call the shots as to when that happens. I don't want people... I don't blame you, okay? I don't blame you.
Well, Margaret Gray was the one.
What do you mean Margaret Gray was the one?
You cleared it. My understanding was David G. Hall said he would have you clear it.
Why doesn't anybody clear this stuff with me?
Because David thought that you'd already...
I told David that you'd already told him.
What do you mean you told David that I already told him?
That doesn't sound good, Dick, but that sounds wrecked. It sounds wrecked mentally.
David said that you already said you wanted him on.
Didn't you say you wanted me on?
I'll say this for the last time. Whether I said I wanted you on, yes, I did, Charlie, you're right, I did. It gets cleared through me. You guys just don't assume anything, okay? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, Phil.
Yes, I do.
Phil, it's for my part. I understand.
Okay, great. So, Charlie, I understand you're on to talk tonight. You and I were going to talk about you reviewing the debate. Did you see the debate?
I did watch the debate. The last presidential debate I did watch. And I'm here to report on the debate without being biased or saying one guy did better than the other. Talking about Vice President Biden and President Trump debated last night in Nashville, Tennessee. Both men were really terrible. Couldn't collect their thoughts, couldn't say one word that was even comprehensible. I didn't understand anything anybody said, and I turned it off.
Did you really watch the debate?
Ms. Gray,
Did you really watch the debate?
I did. No, yes. Yes, I did, but I was told I shouldn't have an opinion.
So they both... Well, that's an opinion, isn't it?
That's a description. That's not an opinion. That's a description...
Of a debate you didn't see.
That is correct, yes.
What's the point of that?
I was told to give... I'll say it again. I can say it 100 times. I was told to give an opinion about a debate and not favor either candidate.
Okay, so the debate was lousy.
No, the debate was very good, but both candidates were very good. Both candidates made their points very well. Now, I know that's different from what I just said, but the point that I'm making here is I'm not showing any favoritism.
What did they say? What say something specific.
Oh, for instance, President Trump said that he did a very good job with the coronavirus, and Vice President Biden said he had a plan for health care.
Did they argue at all?
They argued, yes.
Okay, what'd they say?
Well, Vice President Biden said he had a great plan for health care, and President Trump said his plan was better, and Vice President Biden said his plan was better.
And they both sounded great.
They both sounded very good doing it, yeah.
But did they sound bad?
Sometimes they sounded bad.
All right, Charlie, this is the most effed up, messed up, screwed up review I've ever heard in my life. Thanks for nothing. Don't ever come on my show again without first consulting with me. Thank you. Goodbye.
You know, David Hall said you were a fucking...
What are you looking at me for? I'm looking at all you guys, okay? The next time you book... They were good. Both were good. Both sucked. The next time you guys book anybody on this show, Phil, look at yourself in this mirror. I've seen myself. Yes, I know. I look ragged. I look tired. Wouldn't you be tired, you know? You're not putting words together right. You sound halting. You look like you're going to have a damn heart attack. Are you taking that blood pressure medicine? That's a good question. Hey, listen, let me tell you guys something. Ever since I talked to you guys about being diagnosed with hypertension, everybody's looking at me and waiting for me to have a stroke. Now, Mr. Hemp. No. That is a horrible thing to say. No, that's what you guys have been doing. You've been sitting here waiting, salivating, licking your chops, waiting for me to have a stroke. You know something? You need a doc. You need a head doctor. Maybe I do.
Where are you going, Mr. Henry?
I'm leaving.
Oh, he's going to leave now.
That's right. Goodbye. Phil, you're leaving, right? What's it look like, man? Me?
I'll do it. This is Margaret Gray. Phil Henry has walked off the show. He got his undies in a bunch because he says that we're not consulting with him more on the different things that he's doing in or that we're doing on the show. What are you doing?
I'm picking up my car keys.
And so he's walked off the show yet again. And that'll give us an opportunity to take some phone calls. Dr. Jim Sadler's going to join us on Phil's health at a medical conference, but taking some time away. Dr. Sadler, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So you heard Phil earlier on the program, and you know he's been diagnosed with hypertension. He has high cholesterol. Beyond that, he doesn't get a lot of sleep either. What do you think is going on with him?
Well, I mean, what's going on with him is the fact that he's trying to stay in control, given the fact that he doesn't get a lot of sleep. He's sort of in a fantasy state, you know. You know what I mean by that?
No, what do you mean by a fantasy state?
Well, he's sort of just in a fog, and so his efforts at being more in control is the result of that. So when you are trying to take the load off of his back and you're making plans and putting people on the show without telling him, he feels that you're going around his back and you're plotting or whatever, and he gets very paranoid.
So we should not, we try to do him a favor.
Right, well, you're doing him a favor. It doesn't really register with him, but he sees it as an attempt to usurp him, and that's not very good. I would say that Phil is probably feeling the effects of the diet that he's on the DASH diet, bud.
Yeah, he's on a low-sodium diet, and that's a lot of fish.
All right, so he's eating a lot. Well, like, what's he?
Well, Jackie was here this week, and she fed him, like, salmon and tunas.
Salmons and tunas. Oh, boy.
Well, he's got to keep the sodium out of his diet.
He's got to keep the sodium out of his diet, but, boy, non-stop salmon and tuna. Oh.
Have you been on that diet?
Oh. Yeah, I was. Man, I'd rather die of a stroke. I really would. I really honestly would.
You'd rather die of a stroke than what?
Than eat salmon and tuna. Oh, God. Oh.
Well, that sounds like it's making him sick.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you said, though, Doc, right?
I said low sodium, but salmon and tuna. Oh, God. I got to sit down.
Well, what happened? We're talking about Phil's health.
I know that, but I didn't know he's eating salmon and tuna. Hold on for a minute.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I can't help it. I'm getting sick in a waste paper basket. Hey, Charlie, how you doing, huh? You went in for the conference?
Hey, Dr. Sandler, we're on the air here.
I'm sorry. Salmon and tuna.
All right, well, we'll let you go, Doc. We didn't know we were going to make you sick.
That's the last thing I figured I'd do today was vomit into a waste paper basket at a medical conference. Huh? I'm talking to some people at Salmon and Tuna. Yeah. There he goes. That's Jim Presbo. He's vomiting too.
Well, what is the problem with salmon and tuna?
Oh, God, would you shut up? Sorry,
All right, well, we'll let you go. How about that?
Well, you know...
Would you cue the music on this piece of... Something, wasn't he the guy that I pulled through the phone the day before yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was?
Is that Sandler?
Yes.
I don't remember. Hey, world famous. All I know is that guy is
better not mention Salmon and tuna.
Yeah. The world famous Phil Henry Show executive. We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We had Phil leaving because he's got hypertension, and we had one of the doctors here to consult with us on Phil's condition, vomit into a waste paper basket because Phil's eating salmon and tuna. I'm General Galen Shaw. How about that? World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast 1.